doing here?
Well, I ain't Jehovah's Witness.
Watch your mouth.
No. Buy my pita brittle. It's only $8.30 a can.
Isn't that a little expensive?
Well, I gotta get my cut off the top.
You know what? You are much too young to be thinking about making money. You should go to school and learn your mathematics and history.
What I want to know about history for? Only dead presidents I want to know about is the ones in my wallet.
Can I have my change back, please?
I'm going to give you your change.
You see, look, you gave me too much money back, Roscoe.
I did?
Yes. Hey, go to school. Learn your math, because you can't be a millionaire if you can't count to 10.
You're right. I go to school.
Okay.
But you sell my pita brittle at work today, all right? And when I come home, you better have my exact change, else I'm gonna knock you out. I bet you did. I know how to count to 10.
You know what? You have no respect. You're taking this candy.
You better sell my candy. My mama don't like you anyway. You better sell my candy.
Get out of here.
You don't
bad little thing. I ain't having no kids.
Which you better have my money. Which you better have my... I gotta tell you, the stew last night was delicious.
You like that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, baby, damn.
What's wrong?
Look how fine I am. Why am I wasting this face on radio?
Maybe because you're saving it for me.
That's right. Saving it for my baby. Give me luscious.
Mwah.
Damn, girl. Like kissing two melons. Just one. Goodness.
Hey, Martin.
Yeah, baby.
When is the last time you washed dishes, Martin?
When was the last time you was over here?
Martin, why don't you just buy a dishwasher?
No, babe. Because I could never ever find one as beautiful and sexy as the one I am now.
Oh, I get the feeling I'm being played.
Hey, you stop that, all right? I don't play you no more than you play me.
What? I do not play you.
Yes, you do. All right, does this sound familiar? Martin, would you pump the gas? I don't know where the nozzle goes. Where is the gas tank? Is it in the tire?
Well, is it?
Come on, Gina. What do you do when I'm not with you?
I play some other guy at the gas station. Okay. You busted me. You satisfied or busted?
No, I'm serious, babe, all right? Women play men and men play women. That's just the way it is.
Now you're starting to sound like Pam. You know what? I'll kill you if you tell her I told you this, but whenever Pam wants something at work, she wears this tight black and red dress, and she always, gets a day off or a raise or something.
You know what? I know that dress. Last time she wore it, I got a raise.
Hey, Sean, no more using paper towels in the men's room. It's a waste of money. Use the air dryer.
Stan, we don't have an air dryer in the men's room.
What do you call this? And Martin, I've been listening to your show, man. Look, quit talking about sex in the office, man. You're gonna get the women all riled up.
Why, Stan? Is that a touchy subject for you, man?
Hey, Martin, nowadays you can't even accidentally walk into the ladies' room without everybody jumping all on you, man. And it used to be the highlight of my day.
4, 3, 2.
What up, what up, what's up? Look, we're back, and you already know what we're talking about. We're talking about sex in the workplace. Talk to me, Detroit, what's up?
Hey, Martin, brother man, I'm all for sex in the workplace. especially on my desk.
Well, just watch out for the stapler, all right? Now get out of here. Look, people, we're talking about sexual manipulation, all right? Next caller, talk to me. What's up?
Take it from me. Sexism is alive and well where I work.
You know what? I am so tired of you women whining about being played, as if you don't do the same thing to men.
We don't.
Yes, you do. Look, my girlfriend's best friend, whenever this woman wants something, she wears this tight red dress that shows off her pa-da-da-da-da-da. Spa-da-da-blah-blah.
Well, you men won't listen to us unless we dress like that.
Look, are you dressed like that now?
No.
Gotta go.
Yeah, go, Pistons, go.
What's the year?
Man, we going all the way.
Buses, count it, count it. Yeah.
Martin, I have to talk to you.
Right now, babe. I'm watching the game.
Martin, I need to talk to you. It's important.
Not now, Gino. Watching the game.
Not now, you're not.
Oh, damn. Girl, have you lost your damn mind?
Why don't you take that in the bedroom like you always do?
I can't believe you repeated what I told you about Pam.
No, Gina, I cannot believe you told Martin something I told you was a secret.
Okay, Pam, you told me how you felt all the way over here, okay?
Hey, God. What are you talking about?
Martin, how could you go on the air and tell everyone that Pam wears that dress to get a raise?
No, never said that.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, never.
Yes, you did, no. Martin. I heard you on the air.
The whole office heard it, Martin.
Well, now I remember. Maybe I may have said something like that,
that
to that effect.
That is exactly what you said, Martin.
Hey. I never said her name.
Girl.
They didn't know who I was talking about, did y'all?
Just that part where you was talking about Pam.
See, Martin, you couldn't figure it out. Martin, how could you?
Look, Gina, you asked me not to tell Pam. I did not tell Pam.
You didn't have to tell me, Martin. You just told the whole damn city.
Hey, don't hate me because I'm popular.
Martin Payne, you apologize to her.
Not! I will do no such thing. If I did something wrong, I apologize, but I did nothing wrong. If Pam wouldn't have wore that dress in the first place, she wouldn't have told you in the second place, you wouldn't be over here in the third place, I wouldn't be missing a game in the fourth place, and I think you two owe me an apology in the fifth place. Now, damn it, I'm waiting.
Yeah, that was smooth.
You like that?
Martin, you better apologize to me.
No! Okay? If I had known it was secret, I wouldn't have let it get out. Because generally when it's secret, I put it on lockdown, don't I? I lock it down and don't get out.
Okay. So I guess it was no secret that when the first time you two made love, it was over for you before it even began, man.
You told her that?
No, I didn't. You did too.
No, you wasn't supposed to say nothing, Gina.
Mark. Baby.
What?
All you ever said was don't tell the guys.
Oh, okay, bad. Well, it's on now. It's on, okay. Okay, well, did you tell Pam about the video you made for me on my birthday?
I never told you a secret.
Oh, really, Cole? Then how come you told me that Tommy owns a toupee that he only wears when he goes grocery shopping?
What?
Who told you that, Cole?
Martin.
No, never said that, no.
You are the only one who knows about this, Martin. See, I should have known you couldn't keep a secret. You got big ears and a big mouth.
That's right.
And
Martin was the one that said Cole was a virgin until he was 23.
Hey, look. Hey, that's no secret. Everybody knew he was a virgin at 23.
I'm gonna kill you. Yeah, did you tell him what you told me about Gina's cooking?
What?
Said it's so bad, the homeless give it back.
the stew, baby. I love the stew. It looked like Alpo, but I loved it.
You know what? All of this stems from Martin's big mouth. Mm-hmm. I've had enough of this. I'm out of here.
Me too.
Hey, guys, come on. Hey. Oh, man, come on, y'all. All right, don't leave until I put you out. Get out!
Yo, I'll catch you in hell, Martin.
Yeah, you'll be the only one down there still living with your mother. Where you going?
I'd let you know, but you just tell everybody.
Yo, Tommy, pick up the phone. Come on, man, pick up the phone, man. I'll buy you another toupee. I'm just joking. Tommy, pick up the phone, man. It's me, Martin. I know you ain't still mad about yesterday. Tommy. Man, forget you and Cole, man. You know what? Y'all just like a bunch of girls, man. But that's all right. I don't need you. So look, if you call here, me and Gina won't be here because we got new hangout partners. You punks.
Punks, Martin? Oh, I'm sure they're dying to make up with you now.
Well, who needs them?
You do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. They're your friends.
What do you want me to do, Gina?
You embarrass Pam on the radio, so there's only one way you can make it up to her, to everybody.
Huh.
Go on the radio and say something embarrassing about yourself?
Oh, no, sorry, I can't do that.
Martin, that's the only way you can set things straight.
Well, I guess we won't be hooking up with our old friends, Gina. I got my pride.
So what are you going to do the next time we have an argument? You just going to throw that relationship away, too?
No, I won't, babe. See, the next time we have an argument, if I'm wrong, I apologize, okay? But if I'm right, which you know I will be, you'll be the one apologizing, and we'll have no problems. Now, are you ready to go?
Yeah, Martin, but I'm not feeling this. I'd really rather be at that En Vogue concert with Tommy, Pam, and Cole.
Hey, forget En Vogue. Okay? We hanging with Stan now. Stan is our permanent hangout partner now, all right? Okay? Now get used to it, all right? That's it. Gina, I don't want to hear no more about it. Look out now.
All right, now,
I gotta do this. Wait a minute, let me feel that. Oh, man. it bit me. Now, I'm sorry, I'm just joking, but what is your name?
What is your name again?
Don't stop with me, Stanley.
She's just mad because I ain't fed her yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, they get that way when they don't eat. Look at Gina.
Hi, I'm Gina.
Oh, hi, I'm Myra, and I know you got an attitude, too, skinny as you are.
So I hope you're ready to hang, because I'm ready to get my boogie on.
All right, yo, man, you know what? We couldn't wait for you to get here. That's right. Me and Gina was talking, and this is the first of many nights of us hanging out together. Ain't that right, Gina?
Right, Martin.
Yeah, and I got the whole night planned. You see, basically, we just gonna get into my limo, and we're gonna cruise until dawn. Because, Martin, Gina, the freaks come out at night.
Stan, look here, man. Look here. What do you mean, cruise all night? I mean, I thought we were going to go to the club.
Martin, what do we need with a club? Come here, baby. If we were in a club, I couldn't hear my kitten purr.
Wait a minute, Mara. Save it for the limo, baby, okay? Sean's parking it right now.
Died. Don't tell me Martin went ahead and killed that little light-skinned girl. Forget all the nerves. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I know you. You're Shenandoah.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't. What did you call me? Shenandoah. Oh, no. Okay? It's Shenandoah. Say it with me. Shenandoah. And you don't you ever forget that, all right?
Well, he told me all about you.
Martin, bitch. Oh. I know what you're thinking. You didn't really come here. You want to come here. Oh. You want to get with me just like Martin does, huh? You want yourself a sister, don't you? Oh, no. Won't happen here because Shenandoah ain't with the swirl, all right? Okay. Swirl. Okay? Okay. So, well, let's wake up, people. All right?
Well, I gotta go.
Well, you do that, okay? Okay, okay, but no sister here, all right? Well, you remember that. Take your temperature. Because you know what you got?
What?
You got Shenandoah fever, don't you? You got Shenandoah fever. You got Shenandoah fever.
Cheated on my woman. She cut off my hand.
Yo, babe, this is great, right? Stan got us a limo. Tommy and Colin never got us no limo.
Martin, this is a hearse from his funeral parlor.
Well, I guess we won't be stopping at no red lights. Bang!
This is our song.
I know.
No, not you. Me and Darnell from the post office. Now, that man knew how to treat a woman.
Well, what the hell do you call this?
A nightmare.
Hey, listen up, all right? Stan got a champagne.
Martin, it has a twist-off cap.
Yo, that's because Stan was thinking, baby, all right? Those courts can put somebody's eye out. And then you be leaving me, Gina. Because me and you can't see eye to eye.
I'm not in the last mood, Martin.
Here, everybody. How's about a bit of the bubbly?
A little bit. Just, All right, now, here's a toast to Stan and Myra. Our permanent hangout party.
Sorry, everybody. I fell asleep there for a minute, but that score woke me up.
Oh, Stan, look at this. I'm all wet. Now you're going to have to buy me a new outfit.
Like hell I will. You already owe me $3.75 for your half of dinner.
Yo, that's $3.85, Stan. She had cheese on that, man.
Charging me for dinner. You ain't right, Stan. Men ain't nothing but low-down, sleazy dogs. Ain't that right, girlfriend?
I don't know. Maybe you just haven't met the right man yet.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Oh, I don't mean you, Stan.
Well, how many men you think I'm seeing?
I don't know. I really don't care.
But I do. How many men are you seeing?
You done started something now, girlfriend, and I know why. I see the way you've been looking at Stan all night. Well, why not? You think you're too good for Stan?
Yeah.
Look at him. Go on. Look at him.
I don't want to look at him, Martin.
I don't want to look at him either. You better stop talking to my girl like that.
I can talk any kind of way I want. It ain't your hearse.
And it ain't your hearse either.
I'm looking at your makeup, it'll damn sure be yours soon.
Oh, that's it. Are you going to let him talk to me like that?
Well, damn, Mama, it's not like he was lying.
Oh, I really don't have to take this. Stop the hair, Sean. Stop right now. Oh. It's either gonna be them or me.
It's me. It's me. I'm out of here. Martin, you can stay here if you want to, Martin, but look, what you need to be doing is being home, trying to figure out what kind of apology you're gonna say to your friends on the radio.
All right, okay, come on. Gina, calm down. All right, I'll go on the radio tomorrow and I will apologize, babe. All right? Hang out for a little while. It ain't that bad, Gina. Come on.
Ooh, Stan, could you crack my toes? You know how it makes me feel.
I think I'll start with that little pinky toe.
Oh, yeah.
Hell no. Hell no.
I'm out of here. Baby, don't leave me.
5 seconds. 2-1.
Now. What up, what up, what up? We're back. All right. Look here, before we wrap things up, we're going to go out on a different note today. I got to set things straight. I said something on my show about a friend that I shouldn't have. So, to make it up, I got a little confession to make.
Here we go. Damn, this is hard. But I'm a man, I could do it. It's for you, Tommy, Cole, Pam. All right. One night, 2 years ago, before I met my girlfriend, I tried to sleep with my neighbor, Shanae. I went over to her place, but she wouldn't even answer the door. All right, okay, I got it out. I hope y'all are happy. If you're not happy, go to hell. Now I gotta get ready to get out of here. This is Martin Payne. See you when I see you. Peace.
Shanae. Damn! I can't believe you told, man.
I have to hand it to you, Martin. That was a deep secret, and I never would have guessed it.
Oh, even now, my brother.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yes, please. Please, let's just leave it in the past, okay? What is important is that we are all partners again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys.
What?
Give me love.
I.
All right.
All right, so what
are
we gonna do? We're gonna play some cards.
Strip hooker. Oh my goodness. I heard this the other day. Martin, open up. Oh. Oh my goodness. Baby, I didn't know. Come on, ho. You come on, ho.